Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast.
Have you ever heard something that was so profound, it stopped your thoughts in their tracks, and you didn't hear anything that came afterwards for a little while because you were too busy processing on the inside what it is that you just received? That happened to me today in church with Pastor Jeremy. Now, I'm going to paraphrase what he said, that our self-esteem can become damaged when it's trafficked in the market of, are you good enough? And I immediately personalized that with, are you good enough based on how you're making life happen for someone else at your expense? And then my mind went to, what's the three things that we move through whenever that we're put into that situation? The very first thing that happens is we are absolutely overwhelmed because we just had somebody abdicate their responsibility and their power and dump it on us and then sit back and go, okay, now make life happen for me. That is outside of our control. We're all supposed to co-create. We are supposed to bring our brilliance, the best parts of us, to experiences, and then partnership with others doing the same or supporting them if someone is feeling hurt. But for someone to come along and go, nah, make it happen for me. You were never supposed to be put underneath that pressure. And then from there, you feel overlooked. You only matter when you're producing for them, which then leads to you moving into, you're on the outside looking in, that you are just something to be used, not something to be celebrated. If that is you, I want you to know this, this week leading up to Easter. If you're feeling overwhelmed, I am praying for you to experience peace. When we go to the original Hebrew, peace has so many beautiful meanings, and one of them is nothing missing, nothing broken. You are not flawed. You are not broken. You do not need to be fixed. You were put into a position that was outside of your control. And if you're feeling overlooked because you only matter if you're producing for them, I'm not looking at your history. I'm looking at your heart. And it's hurt. And it needs a healing. And that is something you have to receive. Going out and acting on it to achieve, that comes later. You have to allow that healing to come in and take place. And the last one, if you feel like you're on the outside looking in, well, Jesus wanted you to know he saved a place for you at the table. You're an insider. You're accepted. You're loved. You're cherished. And you're valued just the way you are. So I don't know what it is in your life that you felt like was dead. Bury it. It's beyond hope. No, it's getting ready to rise up. And this next chapter of your life is going to be filled with amazing grace. You are going to experience things that you thought were over. That dream had died. Oh no, my friend. It's time for it to come back to life. We don't look at the tomb. We look at the celebration of what has risen up. And it's coming back for you. I want to pause for just a moment and say, what is it that your health, your wealth, and your happiness needs from you right now? It needs, it wants, it desires your ability to be able to accept suggestions that are going to allow you to achieve and maintain success. See, your identity is made up mental, emotional, physical, and your mental level, your focus has been on how you could serve others to bring them out at their best, but at your expense. Your emotional level, your heart has actually been used to be able to grow the harvest that someone else wants, but for you, you haven't learned how to optimize those emotions to where you're not being overwhelmed, stressed out, absolutely exhausted, and your actions implementing for impact. Those actions can be so hard to follow through whenever you feel like your painful past continues to infect you. You want an identity upgrade. That's what I'm offering you in the brand new course, Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis. I'm going to teach you how to give yourself suggestions that are actually going to bring out your magnificence and your brilliance, revealing more of who you really are. It does not matter where you are in life or what's happened. All of it can be optimized for your benefit. It is at an incredible investment because I want you to be able to say yes to your next level of success. Go to dawnlandrum.com and click on the link that says Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis.